AGYM. First round of the players is underway. Zach Johnson has been in the clubhouse for quite a while. We'll talk about the standing of the players. Also talk about some stadium news in Major League Baseball. Smoke and Dave Koken will be joining us from Las Vegas. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. And we'll also play Race to Win one more time today here on the Gym Class. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at C Avenue and Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Big thanks to everybody over there. Stop on by. They've got the biggest pretzel in town. You want to try that out. They've got it at Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here in KGYM. You can also stop on by for some wings. You won't find better wings in town. Try one of eight flavors of specialty sauce, from Sweet Golden Hawk to Red Rocket. That is at Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon, everyone. Local programming block getting underway here at KGYM for a sunny, beautiful Thursday. This is what they mean, Mark Dukes. This is what they mean by Chamber of Commerce weather. This is perfect today.
Yeah, no question. And it's really refreshing to have 75, 76 degree weather, brilliant sunshine in eastern Iowa, and hopefully more of it.
We should be out playing golf. And speaking of golf, it's calling your name, and we have your chance to win with the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department today and all this week. We got a golf swag bag that includes golf balls, a towel, a ball cleaning pouch, and most importantly, a free round of golf at any of the city courses, including Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. You can stop on by after work. Why not hit a bucket of balls, $10 or less? You can sign up for golf lessons, junior golf academies, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Go to playcedarrapidsgolf.com. That is the website, playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Good show coming up for you as we are going to be speaking with Smoke and Dave Koken from Las Vegas. We'll look ahead at the NBA Final Four, the NHL Final Five, because they've got a Game 7 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing in sports, Game 7 hockey. Nashville and Winnipeg going at it tonight to see who's going to move on. So we will talk about that, see how Las Vegas did with the Kentucky Derby as well. All that coming up with Dave Koken. But the Players' Championship, first and foremost, around the country right now. And Zach had an early wake-up call today.
He did indeed. He is in the clubhouse with a one-under par, 71. Zach had an eagle, three birdies, four bogeys on his card. Not positioned badly, but not great. Right now he's tied for 50th. But he's only five strokes out of the lead. Webb Simpson, Dustin Johnson, Alex Noren, all in the clubhouse at minus six. And then you got a healthy group at minus five. A lot of players between two and six under.
A lot of players in there indeed. And it's interesting. By the way, Tiger's on the course right now, two over par at this point. He is playing his ninth hole, which is number nine. He started on the front nine, tied for 110th right now. A lot of talk about the Players' Championship. Should it be the fifth major? NBC, Golf Channel, they treat it like a major. They certainly know it's the second biggest event that they have during the golf calendar year after the Open Championship. So they will go above and beyond. And it's interesting. Is it the fifth major or not out there? I'm kind of interested to see what people have to say about that. The golfers out there, 319-366-1600. That is the Hertzien and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600.
You know, frankly, the Players is regarded by those on tour as perhaps maybe the top two or three premier event of the calendar season. I think the Masters is always going to be there.
U.S. Open.
But this brings together a very, very good field. And most of the top players in the world are involved. It is at the Players Club. Not the most difficult. In fact, last week was more difficult. I think you and I both agree.
Oh, I think golf fans would agree. Quail Hollow is a much more difficult course than TPC. Now, granted, we are not going to go there and shoot 71.
Right.
Now, keep that in mind. We're all putting it into perspective here, as Rick Swann loves when I tell him it's all in perspective. But at any rate, it's, you can make a lot of birdies, especially if the wind's not blowing. It usually does at TPC Sawgrass, but you can make some birdies out there.
But I talked to Jordan Spieth today. He had three balls in the water on the front nine and shot 75.
That's the problem. You can also make big numbers out there because it's Florida and there's water everywhere.
I don't want a fifth major. I know the Senior Tour, Men's Senior Tour, and the LPGA both have five majors. Very much a traditionalist in this regard. I'd like to keep the four that are intact right now and just have the players be what it is, a very premier event that, brings together a good field, as I said. Nobody really started coining the majors until the 1960s. We touched on that briefly yesterday. And for a long time, it included two amateurs. The British and the U.S. amateur were majors when Ben Hogan won the Grand Slam. To change it now, what do? You add in Tigers Players Championships? Or do you just start when the players becomes a major?
Jack has won it, too.
Jack has won it, too.
He won it at Sawgrass Country Club, which a lot of people say is a tougher course than TPC Sawgrass. They're across the road from one another.
I just like to keep it as it is.
I would, too. Golf, staying with four majors. Do you agree, or do you think you go for five? And are you a proponent of more birdies, the better? You know, it's kind of like golf's version of chicks dig the long ball. Because usually around 20 under is going to win you the Players' Championship. Something like that. And they've gone pretty deep into the 20s before. Greg Norman, I think, went 24, 25 under par one year when he just went nuts. Do you like to see that, or do you like to see the guys struggle a little bit? Like U.S. Open type conditions when, like this year, Shinnecock even is going to be, if you surveyed the PGA professionals right now, and told them you're going to have tough conditions at Shinnecock, would you take even right now? Bet you half of them would. Without even swinging a club.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I like somewhere in between. I don't want a course like many U.S. Open courses are that are so penal to the players that, you know, it's impossible to get out of the rough. Make it moderately difficult. The Masters routinely sees winning scores in double digits. Patrick Reed, 15 under this year. Followed closely by Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth, 14 and 13 under. Now it's gone as low as Zach Johnson, plus one.
Yeah.
In 2007.
A lot depends on the weather at Augusta.
Yeah, that was bad weather. But I don't think anybody is going to say the Masters, Augusta National, is too easy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Let us know on the text line or the phone line as well what you think about the Players' Championship out there.
Wes on the text line, I used to play Tiger Woods PGA Golf on the game machine.
Who did,
and shoot,
man?
18 under par and around. I'd love to see 20, 30, 40 under for a tournament.
I wouldn't, but to each their own.
0877, I love to see them on the struggle bus.
The struggle bus. I like that. We may have a new saying on the golf course, Mark. Are you going to get off that struggle bus? I like that. I have not heard that before. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. And there you go. It runs the gamut. Some people want to see a birdie fest like the Bob Hope, and some people want to see them struggle a little bit. I guess it just depends. I guess it depends if you're there as well. Of course, if they're struggling, you might see a pro up close and personal.
Yeah, right.
Or you might get hit by one of them out there. We will see. Dave Kilkman's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes here on the program.
You mentioned the NBA playoffs forthcoming this weekend. I think they begin with Boston and Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday and Monday. We have to take a 4-day hiatus now.
Of course.
Because, and everyone has complained about the NBA schedule before. I believe Cleveland's series will start Sunday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go Sunday, Tuesday, and then they don't play again until I think Saturday, which is insane. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, travel's not difficult between Cleveland and Boston.
No.
I mean, they do it all season long, don't they?
Don't need that. That's why it goes into June.
It's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who would you like to see in the NBA Finals? Four choices, obviously. Boston versus Golden State. Cleveland versus Golden State. Boston-Houston. Or Cleveland-Houston. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, go ahead and vote. It'd be interesting to see. And I think we're going to have ESPN Radio. I've not heard the official word, but in the past they have all had all of those conference championship games on. So I assume that is going to be the case. We'll have the NBA Finals, of course, here on KGYM. And also again this year, we'll get some NHL Finals coming your way, because they do go on off days of the NBA, and they go every other day, Mark, like it should be, the National Hockey League, which has a Game 7 tonight, by the way, which I can't wait for.
Iowa Conference Baseball going on here in Cedar Rapids at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Co opened its bid for a championship with a 4-3 victory over Buena Vista. Dubuque also advanced earlier. Right now, Coe and Wartburg are on the diamond, and Wartburg, last I checked, scored four runs in the bottom of the first to take a 4-0 lead.
Double elimination or single? It's double elimination.
Double, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you updated.
Bring you up to date, yeah.
As Coe is out there taking on the number 2 seed, Wartburg, which would make me believe Coe is the 3 seed. In the tournament, University of Dubuque, the number 1 seed this year, the Spartans having a little resurgence as far as baseball. Wartburg has had everyone's number as far as the regular season. Co has won it before here in town, helping the Cohawks out a little bit, being in their own beds, if you will. But we'll see how it all plays out. I'm glad they get to play at a beautiful venue like Vet Stadium,
though. Absolutely. Dubuque's made a resurgence in sports recently, at least on the men's side, winning football, basketball, now baseball titles. And for a lot of years, Dubuque rarely even contended. So maybe a bit of a changing of the guard in the Iowa Conference. Maybe not. I don't know. Back to the text line, Wes at 7143. I want to see history made every time I watch. Who wouldn't?
Wes likes birdies.
Wes wants to see a 57.
58 is low?
Furyk?
Furyk had 58 at Greenbrier, which is a par 70.
I think there was a 58 on the web.com tour as
right.
well.
Right. I'm talking PGA.
Yeah.
I'm talking PGA. You're not going to see a 57 this week. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Say all of a sudden do best shot.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen, but we shall see how it all plays out. 17 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We got Race to Win to play here again today. Looking for another winner. We've had one so far. 11 great prizes still remain out there. So get your game boards ready to go. We'll have that for you coming up in just a little bit. Also, we have that City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department giveaway for you here today on the Gym Class. Twins baseball tonight. You going to stay up? You love that West Coast baseball?
You know, we'll see how the early innings going. A really good really good pitching matchup. Jose Berríos for the Twins, Garrett Richards for the Angels. Our coverage here on KGYM starts at 8 p.m. first pitch.
8:30.
I'm sorry.
8:30 with pregame.
Yeah, first pitch a little after 9 o'clock on 107.5 FM. I'm really curious to see how the Twins, winners of five in a row, can fare against the very good Angels team. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. I'm not sure the pitching matchups the rest of the series, whether the Twins will face him or not. But Twins playing some decent baseball right now, despite being banged up. I don't know the status of Byron Buxton, whether he'll be in the lineup tonight or not. He's had a broken toe, and he's been out running the bases. But a healthy, a good Buxton would be welcome back in the lineup.
Yeah, certainly would be, defensively as well as maybe a spark as far as getting on base is concerned. All right, 319, Smokin' Dave Koken is on the On Deck Circle, and we will talk with him from Las Vegas when we return after this. You're listening to the Jim Class, presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM.
An English poet named Robert Browning said, "Motherhood, all love begins and ends here." Tom and Jay Hoyt at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers say, "We're the jewelry store that celebrates a mother's love." And man, are they celebrating with incredible fashion and fine jewelry for mom. Plus, with your purchase of just $149 or more, you'll get a gorgeous spring bouquet of flowers. How about that? Incredible jewelry, incredible prices, and a bouquet of flowers. Pick from our hot new trends with fashions from Lafon, Slate & Tell, Gabriel & Company, Henry Dossie, and more, many more. Or consider upgrading her diamond studs for a full credit on her old ones. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May
3rd. Okay, anyway, I've never really seen anything like it. You go back to the UNLV days, and of course, the town was all UNLV back then, but it was a small town. And now you're talking about something, a completely different animal. I mean, you know, it's a much bigger city now, and boy, I mean, it's really a total blast. And the books are doing tremendous business. Everybody's betting on Vegas, and we'll see what happens. I mean, the books are going to lose money if the Golden Knights win this thing, but I don't think they really care that much.
Conference finals set in the NBA. Let's take a look at these two matchups, Cleveland-Boston. What are your early thoughts there, Dave?
I'm personally done with the NBA.
Oh.
I focus on it's not a sport I particularly like. From a betting standpoint, I will not be playing anything the rest of the year in the NBA. I mean, I can tell you that. As far as series goes, I think Cleveland's going to win, and they'll take on Golden State in the finals, which is just like what we thought it would be before the season started, and that's probably part of the reason they don't really care for this sport. I mean, getting something in terms of an upset at some point doesn't happen in this league. You know, if I sound like I'm down in the league, I am. I've been down in it all season, and part of it is when you get a league that where you've got a third of the team that are trying to lose basketball games, you really want me to watch? Sorry, not going to do it. I think Cleveland figures out a way to beat Boston, although Brad Stevens is the best coach in the league. I think Golden State figures out a way to beat Houston because they're Golden State, and they're just better than everybody else. And we'll see you in the finals.
Yeah, and which would be another year of Golden State and Cleveland. But, I would agree. Boston, Houston, I think, would shake things up a little bit. And I'm not discounting Brad Stevens. I know you're a big fan. And I think he could devise something to try to at least slow down LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, so do I. And he'll probably win some games. I just don't think he'll win four of them.
You've been on a nice run in baseball. Anything that you like tonight?
I thought there was some value in a couple of underdogs. The home teams deserve to be favored in both cases, but I thought they're favored by too much. And to me, that's the key in baseball, is when you have value, you have to take it. And you have to know going in, you're not going to win every bet. So I took the Mariners and I took the Blue Jays. I took the Mariners at the Blue Jays, and I took the Twins at the Angels. They could both lose, but I know I'm getting, from a value standpoint, I'm getting a good price in both games. And that's basically what I'm looking for in baseball. If my numbers give me, 25 to 30 cents in value, I'm going to take it every time.
Well, Twins got Berríos on the mound, right, tonight?
So exactly, yeah.
Good chance to maybe...
Which one?
Exactly.
The Berríos that's been out there the last three starts has been actually terrible. So, if that Berríos shows up, this ticket will end up getting torn up. But, hopefully they have his good stuff tonight.
He's not White Sox bullpen bad.
Oh, my God. Well, that's... next year they're going to be pretty good, but they're just not right now.
No, not.
They have to trust the process. To steal the Philadelphia 76ers thing, they have to trust the process.
Indeed.
Because it is working for the White Sox, and this year it doesn't matter for them in the long run.
The Yankees on a big-time roll, Dave. Is that a team that a lot of folks like to play?
Well, yeah, it's the Yankees, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if the Yankees and Cubs are good, they're going to get action. They're the two most popular teams, and besides, which they score 9 million runs a game. So,
yeah.
It's scary right now.
They are, and people think they're going to get even better. Philadelphia won today. Phillies could be in first place by the time all is said and done. And I know it's May 10th, but man alive, the Philadelphia Phillies have been a surprise so far.
Mild surprise. I thought Philadelphia, I said this before the season started, I said Philadelphia and Atlanta are improving teams. This is probably, I think it's the last year for the Nationals, because I think their window is going to start to close after this year as some players leave town, and we know who the most notable of those is. So the Phillies might be a little ahead of schedule, and you could say the same thing for the Braves, but they were building over the last few years, and they're starting to both get really good again. Phillies, I tell you, if the pitching continues, they're a dangerous team. And I do think the pitching is going to hold up to a good extent. Part of the reason, I know I said this already, but I'll repeat it. I think Jake Arrieta is going to have a bigger impact on the rest of the staff than he'll have himself. In other words, he'll be fine, but I think what Arrieta is going to bring to this team is a tremendous amount of improvement by the other guys in the staff who are going to learn from one of the ultimate pros in the game in terms of conditioning, intellectual ability on the mound. He's an absolutely fabulous guy from that standpoint. I think you're already seeing it with some of these young guys in this team, and I trace that very much to Arrieta in the pitching coach, obviously.
Dave, what are you looking for this weekend? Anything jump up out of you? Are you a golf fanatic? Do you ever put a bet on golf?
Yeah, it isn't this week, but I'll be watching. It should be fun. I was watching Tiger and Phil Mickelson and Fowler in the same group today. That's a pretty good group, and it's fun. I like watching. And the older I get, the more golf seems to fit my mentality.
What are you telling us, man? Mark and I like to play.
I always like to play, but I never watch that much. As I've gotten older, I kind of more interesting to watch. I don't know why. I guess it's just something to do with the aging process.
Yeah. Tiger just made an eagle, so the internet is woken
good.
Up. So everything's fine.
I hope I'd love to see him in contention. Why not? It's more fun, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. It's great. Hey, it's whatever you think. It's great for golf when Tiger's right up there. So,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, right now still six shots out of the lead, but we'll see what happens here today. Give him a follow at smokingcokin.com. That is his website. Follow him on Twitter as well. Dave, always appreciate talking with you, and enjoy the day, and talk to you soon.
All right, guys, take care.
Dave Kokin joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:33, and before we get to a break, you gave me a note when we were talking with Dave. And yesterday we gave away tickets for the race on Saturday, the Grand Prix of Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we had a winner. They have now informed us that they are not going to be able to make it.
Just found out today.
So if you had plans and you were disappointed, if you had cleared everything out from your calendar and were disappointed you didn't get the tickets, you have another shot at it. A reprieve from the governor, if you will. So we have that right now. So if you would like the tickets, Kyle is ready to go. 319-366-1600. Again, only call if you can use the tickets. It's 2 days away, Saturday. We'll have it for you at 2 o'clock on our FM signals. 319-366-1600. If you had it worked out and you can go to Indianapolis, we've got the tickets for you. And we got our call right there. 319-366-1600. It's a great venue. Indianapolis does not disappoint in the month of May. So thank you very much for that. 3:34, we'll take a break, come back, talk more about the players, update you what's happening there, a little bit of stadium talk as well. All that coming up on the Gym Class here at KGYM.
Let's be real. If your big Mother's Day surprise consists of one well-crafted text message, you need to go back to the drawing board ASAP. Mom deserves more than just emojis. Do it right this year and celebrate mom with this special limited-time offer from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can take care of all the mothers on your list. 1-800-Flowers will give you 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99. Now that's an offer that mom would approve of. With a bright and beautiful mix of premium roses in a rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to make her smile. Multicolored roses are the perfect way to surprise all the moms in your life. Wife, aunt, sister, grandma. Don't put this off. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com. It's what mom would want you to do. To order 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, click the radio icon and enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL. Hurry, offer expires Thursday.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the Crispy Kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The Crispy Kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new Crispy Kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Congratulations to Chuck in Cedar Rapids. He's going to go to Indianapolis. And big thanks to Matt as well for calling in, letting us know that he wouldn't be able to use those tickets.
Appreciate that. We could have seen him on eBay, Matt. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate all that going on out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. We do appreciate them helping us out here on the Gym Class program here on KGYM. We talked a little bit about golf. I let the kitty out of the bag. The internet's blowing up. Tiger made an eagle on number 9. He's back to even par, 77th still. In case you missed it, Zach Johnson, 1 under par today. Zach tied for 55th right now. The leaders are still at minus 6. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Siwoo Kim, last year's winner, had it to 7 under and then made back-to-back bogeys toward the end.
I checked that. Chesson Hadley, now 7 under through 15.
The immortal Chesson Hadley has got it to 7 under par. We'll see how it all plays out today. A lot of golf left to be played at Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. 3:37 here on the show. We talked about the golf, as we mentioned. Wanted to throw this out here. And this is the second example of this as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. If you think back, I should have recorded it and kept it for posterity, Mark, but I make a lot of predictions, and they usually go wrong. This one is going right. Unfortunately, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but it's going right. I said a few years back, we're going to see professional stadiums, major athletic venues, football, basketball, baseball, arenas, stadiums, whatever the case may be. They're just not going to be around very much when they are built, because it's trying to keep up with the Joneses. What have you done for me lately? Do we have the latest gadgets or whatever, even though a stadium is less than 20 years old? Now, granted, that's not going to be the case for Wrigley Field. It's not being the case for Fenway Park. Those are probably the two exceptions. Texas Ballpark in Arlington, already obsolete. Oh, my God, it's decrepit. Texas has a new ballpark. The Rangers do, coming in a couple years. We've now found out today that, similarly, looks like the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to be leaving what was affectionately known as the Bob when it was first built and opened, now Chase Field. Beautiful venue in downtown Phoenix. Retractable roof, etc. Apparently, that is now completely obsolete, needs all kinds of upgrades if they want to keep up with the world of Major League Baseball. They have a pool, you know, in the outfield, beyond the fence. And it is so antique now that by the year 2020, they got the go-ahead last night from the county board to go out and take a look at new sites for a new stadium for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have, I believe, it's been the only park that the Diamondbacks have played in since they have been in Major League Baseball. It's not very old. It's about 20-some years old.
Not even 25.
And it is due to be having a date with the wrecking ball sometime soon. Are we getting to the point of just utter ridiculousness? Especially if, you know, and I don't want to get too far down the line as far as this is concerned, but especially when you're talking about public funds and kind of holding the fan base hostage to build a new stadium like this?
I mean, what do you want out there? Do you want an iconic ballpark like Fenway or Wrigley or maybe even Dodger Stadium? Or do you want state-of-the-art with all the amenities and whatnot? Not that those parks don't, but, I mean, Fenway and Wrigley were built in the 1910s. And Dodger Stadium built in 1962. I mean, there's a 50-year gap right there almost.
Still looks beautiful.
Which one do you prefer?
And is it just ridiculous that these teams are tearing down these or planning on tearing down these stadiums after two decades to build another one? And it's just going to keep going and going and going.
Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City is still fine.
Absolutely.
Built in the early 70s, I believe.
1972.
Yeah.
1972 alongside of Arrowhead. Down there, and they've put a lot of money into that to try to keep up. They've done it the right way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious to hear your thoughts out there, 319-366-1600.
Did this all start with Camden Yards?
Well, the new stadium building frenzy, if you will, did start with Camden Yards. Unfortunately, the Chicago White Sox were stuck between the right ahead of Camden Yards and around when the Sky Dome was built. And they were still kind of, they didn't find the niche as far as old retro ballparks are concerned. Camden Yards was the first one that came in. And it's still beautiful, beautiful building, beautiful place to watch a ball game. And, you know, I don't know if it has so much to do with the architecture or anything like that. It's just that everyone's trying to one-up each other as far as amenities are concerned. I've never been to the ballpark in Arlington. I know people that have been to the ballpark of Arlington. They said it was very nice, a little high as far as the seats at the top are concerned. But, you know, what's new as far as venues in Major League Baseball? If you've been to the ballpark in Arlington or to Chase Field, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600.
Well, even Busch Stadium and Yankee Stadium were new stadiums were built in the last 10 years.
Correct.
10 or 12 years, right?
Right. Right. In that point. And, well, Yankee Stadium's still not very old, and Yankee Stadium has the most expensive box seats there are. Mm-hmm. But how long until the new Yankee Stadium is obsolete out there? 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's our phone line as well. Let's bring in our friend Jim in Cedar Rapids here on a Thursday. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing today?
Good, Jim.
Beautiful day.
Oh, yeah, it is. It would be good to go to a ballpark and everything.
It would be. It would be. Even an antiquated one.
Yeah, like a White Sox.
There you go.
Even though I'm a diehard White Sox fan, yeah, that field there is, you know, nothing really exciting about it. Not like some of the new ones that they got built nowadays, but if a ball team that holds a, you know, a town, I have to say, if you don't give us the money, we're moving. You know, let them move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, White Sox are in a bad area. Even when they won the World Series, they still couldn't draw nobody.
No, it's true.
Not against the Cubs, though.
It's is it a situation where we should just kind of take a step back now and say, you know, what are we doing here? I mean, these ballparks are only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Why are we getting rid of them already?
That's ridiculous, you know. Like, the Metrodome wasn't even really that old, and look, that's gone already.
Yeah, that didn't have a very long shelf life. Although, I will say this, I did love the Metrodome because you were never going to get a rain out, Mark.
Exactly.
Right.
But
the nicest stadium I've been to was Busch Stadium.
Old or new?
The new one.
New one, yeah. Beautiful ballpark.
Only bad thing about it, where we were sitting was in the right field and the court, like, area were for concessions and everything. And our work went there, and they had metal tables, and it was hotter, hot that day. You had couldn't even put your arms on them because it was that bad.
Jim, would you prefer a stadium that was recently built with amenities and whatnot, or would you like to go to Wrigley or Fenway?
I've never been there. Wrigley, last Wrigley game I've been to was Harry Carey Day.
Oh.
So, but Rick, no, I love the older style parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to live in Danville, Illinois, which has, they did the movie The Babe there. And they had the stadium there that they have for the baseball team there is really old fashioned style, like the olden times.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, Jim, appreciate it. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
All right. 345 here on the Gym Class.
Folks weighing in on the text line, 9464. Ballparks should be funded by owners. Why do taxpayers fund it?
I think that's the bottom line in everything.
Threat of the team leaving? I don't know. Mm-hmm. 8878. I've been to Arlington a number of times and always thought it was a great, beautiful stadium.
So there you go. First-hand account of Texas Rangers baseball at the ballpark in Arlington. It's not called the ballpark in Arlington now. I know that. That's what I remember it as.
7061 on the Rangers as well. Rangers Stadium was really nice from my perspective when I attended a few years back. Good seats behind the wall anyway with good sight lines. Yeah.
I agree. It's not AT&T Stadium. It's not Jerry World. But looks beautiful. It's got its own little niche as well. The thing about the NBA arenas, the new ones, I mean, you take a look at the old Boston Garden. I mean, if you saw a picture within 5 seconds, you could say Boston Garden.
Because of the floor.
Well, yes, yeah. But also just the design of it. And now pretty much 90% of all the arenas look exactly the same. You can't tell the difference between one to the other as far as the NBA and really the NHL arenas as well out there. 347, we'll talk more about this, but we do need to take a break. And we will come back, talk a little bit more about stadiums and tearing down 20-year-old stadiums and whatnot. It's coming up more on that on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird, don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Ba-ba-ba. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Welcome back at 3:49. Some more texts rolling in as far as our stadium discussion is concerned. We will get to that here in just a moment here on the Gym Class. Don't forget, Todd Bromble Camp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 to 7. Twins baseball tonight. Twins and the Angels come up at 8:30 here on 107.5 FM. That, of course, is KGYM.
Race to Win.
But we are going to play Race to Win right now. We've had one winner so far, looking for our second one. So get your game boards ready to go out there. And hopefully Kyle in Shellsburg can help us out and come away with the win here today. Kyle, how are you doing on this Thursday?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing great. And you familiar with the rules of our game?
I am. Yep.
Awesome. Very good. All right. So I will ask you to pick your first number, 1 through 24. We've had 15 and 23 are off the board. So go ahead and make your first selection, if you would, please.
Number 6.
Number 6. Let's take a listen to see what that is.
A $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry.
All right, $50 gift card from Siegel's. What number is going to match that?
Number 18.
Number 18.
4 infield passes to the Indy 500 on May 27th.
Oh, you helped some people out, I think, Kyle. I think you helped some people out. So bad for you, good for them, I guess. Kyle, appreciate it. Give us a call back, and maybe you'll get on and play again.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Kyle from Shellsburg helping us out today, perhaps, here, Mark.
I would think so.
Oh, people are jumping. What was more exciting, Tigers Eagle or the revealing of one of the numbers for the Indianapolis 500 tickets? Two more shots for you to win with the Todd Bromblecamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
On our stadium discussion, not sure if I can get to all the
texts.
Go ahead.
You got time.
$31.95. How about cheaper beer instead? 0706, the Arlington Ball Diamond is very nice. It's like a small town. I do have to admit it is very hot during the day, but hey, it's baseball. I do think they plan to renovate it for daily use, so not a total loss.
Okay.
6608, good point. I want to go to the ballpark to watch baseball. I don't care about the amenities.
Well, now, even at minor league ballparks, it's okay. The kids have their section. You've got a section where you can go eat, basically. There are places, really, where down, you can do three or four things before you even watch the ball game. Now, I don't know if that is necessarily good, but if it attracts more people to the ball diamond, I guess the team's benefit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
319-366-1600.
8278, I like classic stadiums and tacos.
They got them there. $9.
8092, that's what I love about college football. They never change the stadiums. They improve them, but it's always like it's a part of the team.
Yeah, and that's kind of the Americana route for college football, wouldn't you think? Now, there's always talk about Iowa. Someday, the hospital expanding. they may have to leave Kinnick Stadium. I can see that down the line, but even if that's the case, Kinnick Stadium's had a heck of a full, long life there. There's talk about maybe moving it to the west a little bit. That's way down the line, though.
2649, funding for stadiums should at least have to be a 50-50 split. These owners might be more invested if they had a bit more skin in the game in some of these stadiums.
Well, they're the ones that are going to benefit from it. That is certainly for sure.
8721, Busch Stadium isn't really different than the old one, but what's around it, Fox Sports, Bud Brew House, Hall of Fame, etc., you can go to the game, and it's not me, folks, it's the text line.
Thank you for the text, though. We do appreciate it. And the Bowling Hall of Fame.
True enough.
Right there next to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, which the Rusty Nails are not a part of as of yet, and probably never will be a part of it.
Thanks for the text, though, and get out to a ball game.
Yeah, why not? Whether it's an old park, new park, whatever kind of park you enjoy, get out and see a ball game there, as we can't emphasize that enough. Two more chances to play. Kyle in Shelsburg revealed one of the Indy 500 squares. Hope everybody was bringing that in. Tonight around Eastern Iowa and around the state of Iowa, state co-ed, state qualifying track and field meets. So best of luck to all the athletes out there. Beautiful night to run and to try to qualify. So get out there and take some in. You're looking for something to do tonight.
Obviously been a rough spring, and now have a brilliant night to try to post a time or a measurement to get to the state meet. Good luck to all.
Good luck to all, indeed. And, yeah, it's not so much who's going to win the district meets tonight. You always want to win it as a team, but it's qualifying your relays and your individuals tonight.
At the Iowa Conference Baseball Tournament at Veterans Memorial Stadium, last update, we have Wartburg leading Co. 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. This is a winner's bracket game and a double elimination tournament.
Yeah. Continuing into Saturday, I believe, at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels are in Bowling Green, Kentucky, after a long 7-hour bus ride overnight after a 3-game sweep to the hands of the Dayton Dragons, looking to get back into the swing of things and get back on the winning track. So best of luck to the Colonels coming up tonight. We have not forgotten about this. We have a City of Cedar Rapids golf giveaway to get to before 4 o'clock here. Kyle's been a busy guy over there. He's been a very busy guy over there. So we're going to put him to work again. Caller number 6, you're going to win a City of Cedar Rapids golf goodie bag out there. Golf balls, a golf ball washing pouch. I've seen it. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
A towel and a gift card to a free round of golf at either Ellis, Twin Pines, Jones, or Gardner Golf Course. Caller number 6 right now. You're going to pick that up at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have, as far as this contest is concerned and other contests, been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call. Otherwise, you are eligible. Coming up tomorrow, Jeremiah Davis is going to join us. Jeremiah, going to talk a little racing.
Season upon us, right?
Season is upon us as local racing, national racing, all kinds of racing. We're going to do that with Jeremiah. He's going to join us on Friday, so looking forward to that. Get a little pub for some of the local drivers out there.
If you know the sport any better around here than Jeremiah.
Nope. His blog still going very, very strong. All right, John at Cedar Rapids, thank you very much. He is the winner of our golf passes. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Friday edition of the show.
Your washing machine died. A puddle forms on the floor, sending you running to the home improvement store, where you see the stainless steel machine of your dreams. For a minute, you're glad your old washer died, until you see the